Heather McIntyre is back in the studio with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about Bark in the Park. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Now, you've got to tell me about your friend that is with you.
I do. This little baby is her name is Whisper. She's a six-week-old, three-pound Chihuahua puppy, and she's hanging out at my house right now with her mama and siblings. They're a little too young to be in the shelter just yet, so I'm fostering them currently, and she's just a snuggly, adorable little thing. She'll be available for adoption in probably another month or so.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's the story? So another month or so. Yeah. All right, I'll put a picture of the two of you up on our Facebook page here in a little while so folks can see. She's just adorable.
Great, she's very sweet.
Hard to keep your concentration for an interview when you see something snuggly like that.
It sure is.
Tell me about Bark in the Park, which we've got coming up here in just a few days.
Yeah, Bark in the Park is a very important fundraiser for us. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's an annual event. It's just a really fun event for the family. Bring your pets. We welcome all vaccinated dogs. They do have to be on a leash, but we have lots of fun games for the kids, some activities for the dogs as well. We've got our annual weenie dog race, which is definitely a favorite. So if you have a weenie dog, please bring them out and let them run their little legs off. That's going to be happening at 11 o'clock in the morning. At noon, we'll do our amateur dog show. So if you have a dog that has a really fun trick that they'd like to show off or dress them up in a really adorable costume, we'll be handing out prizes in those two categories this year for the dog show. In addition, we'll have lots of great concessions, some raffles taking place, our 50-50 raffles, always a fun event. Participate there and maybe take home a few dollars. And vendors this year, we've got a lot of great vendors coming out. So some craft vendors, some retail partners, just a lot of great things to come out and take a look at it and maybe make some Mother's Day purchases. That's coming up here soon.
Now, not specifically part of Bark in the Park, but you also have a raffle going on.
Right. We are raffling off a Bad Boy ZT Avenger this year. And you can purchase tickets at the event. You can also purchase tickets at our Flea and Barkus thrift store and also at the Humane Society. It's a beautiful brand new mower. Tickets are $10. If you buy five, you get one free. We'll be drawing for the winner of that mower on May 30th live on our Facebook page.
There you go. Tell me a little bit about Flea and Barkus. You mentioned that. That is your thrift store and your outlet there?
It is, yes. It's our Flea and Barkus thrift store is located at 480 South Central here in Batesville. And all proceeds from sales at that store do benefit the Humane Society directly. So if you're doing some spring cleaning out some closets, bring your donations over to Flea and Barkus and put those to good use.
Now back to Bark in the Park for just a second. The location is where for folks who do not know?
Sure. Yeah. Great location. Same location as last year. It's a beautiful, beautiful courtyard at Lyon College just behind Brown Chapel. It's called Couch Garden. But if you look for the big Bad Boy Bulldog and follow the crowd, you'll be sure to find us.
Heather McIntyre, Chair of the Board of the Humane Society of Independence County, Bark in the Park, coming up May 2nd. Drawing for the Bad Boy Raffle, that is coming up May 30th. Heather, always good to see you.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.